This last week had another example of the out-of-control gun culture in our country when an admitted white supremacist entered a predominantly black church in Charleston, South Carolina, sat through an hour of Bible studies, and then proceeded to murder nine black congregationalists, including a high school track coach and a reverend of the church who was also a former state senator. Another victim was a county librarian who was honored by the county's libraries by their closure all day Thursday. Now, I don't want to make this about the perpetrator of this heinous act. That scrawny peckerhead will be smoking a turd in hell before too long. Instead, I want to focus on how the right wing has responded to this latest act of violence. In fact, the response has been worn down to such a cliche that I saw a gun violence bingo card on one website. On Fox, the right-wing, quote, news site, unquote, that functions as a propaganda arm of the Republican Party, the show Fox and Friends tried to make the argument that the killings were in fact a hate crime against Christianity, an assault on religious liberty, as it were, as the shootings took place inside a church. The gun lobby has also tried to convince us that the killings could have been stopped if some of the parishioners or pastors had been armed, thinking that the, quote, bad guy with a gun, unquote, could have been stopped by a, quote, good guy with a gun, unquote. One tweet from an official in the NRA tried to blame one of the victims, the former state senator, who had voted against concealed carry laws, claiming that his eight church members might be alive today if he had allowed members to carry guns in his church. Others have proposed arming church officials and laypeople in a similar fashion to their calls to arm teachers and principals in response to the Sandy Hook shootings of 2012. In fact, there has never been a mass shooting stopped by an armed bystander. I think that Fox wouldn't be happy unless everybody was packing heat, and not just the people with small penises. If this act of violence had been perpetrated by a Muslim, there would be congressional investigations and calls for the president's impeachment. As it is, it's just white guy violence on black people, and therefore hardly worth mentioning, let alone a cause to interfere with the God-given right of Americans to own, carry, and brandish guns. The right-wing view is that we need to accept that people are going to die in mass shootings and that we're just going to have to live with it, but that if we're all armed, then a random shooter could be cut down before killing everyone in a church, a school, or a theater. But I've got another solution. Let's take the guns away from criminals, the mentally ill, the domestic abusers, and the people with small penises. Sounds like a solution to me. Now, as the Republican Party runs away screaming little girly screams about the serious problems that confront our country today, including climate change, income inequality, crumbling infrastructure, gun violence, and race relations, at least one candidate is addressing these issues head on. Speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Hillary Clinton spoke out about race and guns in response to the latest gun violence tragedy, saying in part, and I quote, "Bodies are once again being carried out of a black church. Once again, racist rhetoric has metastasized into racist violence." Now, it's tempting, it is tempting, to dismiss a tragedy like this as an isolated incident, to believe that in today's America, bigotry is largely behind us, that institutionalized racism no longer exists. But despite our best efforts and our highest hopes, America's long struggle with race is far from finished. I know that gun ownership is part of the fabric of a lot of law-abiding communities, but I also know that we can have common-sense gun reforms that keep weapons out of the hands of criminals and the violently unstable while respecting the rights of responsible gun owners, a quote by Hillary Clinton. Clinton called the failure to implement universal background checks and restrictions on gun sales to domestic abusers, the mentally ill, and people on terrorist watch lists, quote, "a rebuke to this nation we love and care about," unquote. And she called racial tension the, quote, "deeper challenge we face," unquote. Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, a Republican candidate for the presidency, had this to say, and I quote, "This is the MO of this administration. Anytime there is an accident like this, the president is clear. He doesn't like for Americans to have guns, and so he uses every opportunity, this being another one, to basically go parrot that message," unquote. He also said that while the shooting was, quote, "a crime of hate," unquote, he didn't know if it could be called a terrorist attack. I'll tell you this, Rick Perry couldn't pour sand out of his boot if he wrote the instructions on the heel. Mike Huckabee, also a presidential candidate for the Republican Party, appeared on Fox News, where he claimed that the despicable President Obama, quote, "wants to go after the guns," unquote, following the shooting at the church in Charleston, South Carolina. Huckabee agreed, claiming that he was disappointed that the president considered the shooting, quote, "a great opportunity to grandstand and jump up on the stump and talk about gun control, unquote. The GOP presidential candidate said that the only thing that could have stopped the shooting would have been an armed member of the church. Channeling the NRA's Wayne LaPierre, Huckabee said, quote, "It sounds crass, but frankly, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is to have a good person with a weapon that is equal or superior to the one that the bad guy is using." I want to remind you that all views spoken on this program are the result of what Bruno McNasty wants to put out and have no bearing at all on what KGRG or Green River College has to say. And now, a word from Late Night Death.